If it is 8:35 and if it is Tuesday, that means it is time for the Positive Points on Aging. And we are happy to have with us in the studio, although I'm not with them in the studio, we're happy to have our good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. I hope this doesn't throw too much of a curve. You get to hang out with Brian. You don't have to worry about me. I'm glad to see you are there. And
it's good to be here, though you are missed. I hope you're feeling better soon.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yesterday was a lot worse. I already feel better today.
Oh,
but last night, when I sent Brian a message at 12:20 last night, it wasn't a pretty time. I was not feeling good at all. And it was one of those moments where I had those things where you look at a light and it just, your whole head just explodes. I don't know if it was a migraine or not, but it was one of those things where I couldn't handle any light in my eyes, and it was just pounding.
Well, and the storms didn't help at all. So
no, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I like storms usually,
but in this case, probably
not. The thunder didn't help.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you're not here.
Speaking of pain,
yes.
Right? Speaking of pain, today is our topic, and get into some of the different things when people have to deal with arthritis.
Right.
And our older adults certainly have to deal with that. Brian better pay attention, because I already know Brian's already dealing with that in his knees and his shoulders and his hands. And
yeah.
I mean, Brian has the body of a 77-year-old.
Now, come on. Let's not be too cruel. But, you know, sometimes
I said that
while you're not here. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Good choice.
I'm just teasing. But arthritis is a serious issue, obviously. Always has been. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and some treatments and what kind of pain people are dealing with. So anyway, I toss it to you. And
all right.
Tell us a little bit about this. I love this topic because it almost seems like an inevitability for most older adults.
Well, and it shouldn't be, but I think we're going to see more and more of it due to bodily injuries and things like that that people have had playing sports and doing stuff that they may not have done before. But it's kind of interesting to me. The statistics that I came up with say that only 24% of Americans have arthritis. You know, I working in the senior industry, I want to say everybody has arthritis of some sort, but they say only 24%, which is kind of weird. But they're also...
That is weird. After I just sat here and said it's almost an inevitability, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I did too. And maybe those numbers are wrong, but that's what I came up with on Dr. Google. There are more than 100 different types of arthritis, which I thought was interesting. And, you know, that doesn't surprise me at all, because you think you have one thing, you get arthritis is a symptom of that. So I want to talk about six different types of arthritis. We're going to start with osteoarthritis, which is one that most people know about. It's a degenerative disease that affects the whole joint. The cartilage, the fluid breakdown, things fall apart of the whole joint, and movement is difficult and very painful. Eventually, the bones of the joint may rub against each other, causing severe pain. And having dealt with my husband with having to have a hip replacement, having bone on bone, it's really horrible. Inflammation is also involved in this. So it normally affects your knees, hips, hands, and spine. And I think a lot of people have osteoarthritis. I think it's pretty common. It's more common than others. Then there's rheumatoid arthritis, and in RA, the body's immune system becomes dysfunctional, and your body sort of attacks itself, and it attacks the joints and other organs. People with any autoimmune disease like RA have inflammation that becomes overactive, and it's very painful, and it's very difficult to take care of. I know recently I was complaining of having some pains in my hands, and my doctor spent a long time testing me for RA to make sure I didn't have it. And there was a bunch of tests that she ran, blood work and some other things, to make sure that that wasn't what was causing it, because that could have been a big problem. Psoriatic arthritis, which is a autoimmune inflammatory disease also, and it attacks the body, especially your skin and your joints, causing skin rashes. Where you're kind of used to seeing that. It's an autoimmune disease, turns your skin red and scaly and itchy and scratchy, but it also can cause joint pain. So that's one of those things that is a related disease. Arthritis is related to psoriasis and that sort of thing, that it really does hurt. again, I wouldn't have thought about it, but it's all
right.
part of the immune system breaking down incorrectly.
Yeah.
In my industry, we hear about this disease a lot, fibromyalgia.
Yes.
It's a very difficult disease to diagnose. It's a difficult one to deal with. But it causes pain by dysfunctioning of the central nervous system, which includes the brain and the spinal cord. So a lot of people who have fibromyalgia will have arthritis in their spinal cord because it just sort of breaks down that whole area. It comes and goes. It usually lasts several months and then disappears for a while and can come back. You can get it. I've been told you can get it as young as 50. I think of older people with it, but I think younger people do end up with fibromyalgia.
Sure.
And it's very debilitating. It can cause all kinds of other things, too, as well as arthritis pain.
One
that we can control is gout. It is an inflammatory arthritis, but it does not cause body pain all over. Gout is caused by high levels of uric acid in the system. A lot of times that's caused by things that people eat and their diet and what you and overweight and things you shouldn't eat, and you can control some of that. But gout is very painful as well. You know, you'll hear somebody say, well, I have gout in my big toe and I can't walk. It may not affect anything else but that toe, but it's extremely painful. And then the other one, which is something that you hear about but is something that they're working on, is lupus. It's a complex autoimmune inflammatory disease that affects all parts of the body, including joints, kidney, blood, brain, and other organs. It can cause joint pain. It can cause headaches, chest pains, and other symptoms can be lupus can be part of as well. I've known people with lupus, and when they're in pain, they just are in excruciating pain and can't do much about it.
I was going to say they're basically shut down at that point.
Right. They really are. And so you think about osteoarthritis and you think about rheumatoid arthritis, but there's so many other things that can affect it. So you need to talk to your doctor. This is one thing that we need to remind people. Don't ignore things like this. If you're starting to have pains, do not avoid it. You know, go talk to your doctor. When my hands were hurting, I went and had the test run just to make sure I wasn't missing something.
Right.
Don't over-treat, though. The other thing that they'll tell you is, you know, you'll see people taking lots of anti-inflammatories, you know, over-the-counter ibuprofen and Tylenol and that sort of thing. Don't over-treat it. Make sure you talk to your doctors, because those kinds of medications do have side effects. And if you're taking them all the time on a regular basis, there are things that your doctors can prescribe that are better for you.
Yep.
But then
it all adds up.
Yeah, it all adds
up.
Don't under-treat it either, because if you forget and ignore, it doesn't really get better. And there are some things that they can do to help with those pains. And you don't want to cause permanent damage. So do, again, don't under-treat it. Don't over-treat it. There's a fine line we're walking here. But there's also something that people don't think about. Depression is very common with people that have arthritis. Because when you're in pain all the time, it's really depressing. Because you don't feel like doing anything. Mm-hmm. You don't want to talk to people. You don't want to go out. You don't want to hang out with friends. And doctors have found that treating depression with antidepressants and other therapies not only reduces the depression symptoms, but can also help with the arthritis pain. Because one of the things we'll talk about when we get back from the break is, what do you do to help arthritis? Well, one of those things is exercising and getting out and moving. If you're depressed, typically what you do is lay around and not do anything.
Right.
Which is
obviously counterproductive to getting out of this problem.
Yeah. So, you know, if depression seems to be the issue, then make sure you're talking to somebody about it, because there's so many things we can do for depression these days that you didn't used to be able to do. Talk therapy is wonderful, but there are lots of antidepressants out there as well. So the big thing to remember is make sure you're having conversations with your doctor if you are in pain. Don't just go, oh, it's arthritis, I'll put a heating pad on it, or I'll put ice on it, and it'll be all right. You really might have something else going on that needs to be looked at.
Good points. We'll talk more about how you can avoid it and deal with it when we come back on The Point.
With Kev.
Tuesdays, in our final half hour of the morning program, we always team up with our friends from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. and they are our proud partners for the Positive Points on Aging. And we welcome back to the program our good friend Karen Pickard, who basically runs the whole show over at Oakley Village.
Yes.
She's pretty much in charge of all of the everything that happens there.
No, thank
you. It doesn't really happen unless Karen says it happens. Anyway, she is definitely in charge of this half hour here on the program. Comes in with, I think, great topics and really comes in with informative, really, really productive stuff that we can do. And today we're focusing on arthritis and the many types of arthritis and what we can do, the types and the treatments and the ways you can do what you can control. There are things you can and things you can't control. I was thinking back when you were talking, Karen, in the last segment about rheumatoid arthritis, and that's just not something you can deal with. Then I was thinking about the gout, and that is something that you can impact. So that's kind of where we need to head here and talk about treatments and ways of prevention and being proactive instead of having to be reactive. But one thing before you pick back up where you left off, and that is something I think important to reemphasize. You mentioned if you're having all kinds of pains, don't always let the meds in your medicine cabinet think you're going to fix it by over-medicating, and B, oh my gosh, B, please. Do not listen to Dr. Google, okay?
Absolutely.
I have pain in my joint. Go see your doctor. That's what you have a doctor for. Go see your doctor and let that doctor do what he or she does best. That's all.
Correct. And, you know, they went to school, and I know Dr. Google is wonderful to give us some ideas, but doctors hate Dr. Google, so just for the record. One thing I do want to say is that we're going to talk about things that you can do for treatment of arthritis, and I want to start with things to avoid. There are foods that really can set off your symptoms, not just the gout symptoms, but everything. So one of the things that we all hear about is gluten-free diets and how bad gluten is for us. Well, gluten can be bad for people with arthritis. White bread, overprocessed foods like that really can cause problems. So be aware of that. If you're a person who loves bread and loves pasta, there's so many gluten-free alternatives out there. Look for them. Processed food. Okay, I don't want to get in any trouble because I'm a big bacon lover here, but processed foods like bacon and sausage are horrible for people with arthritis. I know I could eat my weight and then some in bacon, but it's really not good if you have joint pain. Alcohol. You know, alcohol really does trigger problems too. So just remember not to be, if you have arthritis, that you could trigger it if you're drinking wine or alcohol. Red meats, they're also something that's going to trigger the pain and inflammation.
I mean, why do I even bother waking up in the morning if you tell me now that I can't have red meat or you can't have bacon or, or, you know, I mean, come on, what's the purpose of life?
Oh, it gets worse for me because one thing I absolutely love is butter, but you're not supposed to have a lot of dairy products either. So I just have to quit eating, and you could hold up.
I was
up.
Just going to say, just start looking at pictures.
I was getting ready to say, don't look at pictures. That would make me really angry, just for the record.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that story
earlier.
Yeah, I did.
That's, yeah.
Come
it was
on,
awful.
Man. Are you kidding?
Right. But, you know, and the other two, sugar, we all know sugar's not really great for you. There are other ways of sweetening your food. Even honey's better for you than sugar is. So stay away from refined products like sugar. And salt causes inflammation. So think about these things. If you're a person who is prone to having pain, think about your diet. Look at what you're eating. That's a good way of taking care of those problems. Another thing to do is to do some exercise. Keep your joints moving. Gentle stretches help your joints more than you realize, even if it's just, you know, light yoga classes or something to keep you going. That's wonderful for your joints and your pains. Make sure you've got good posture. Make sure you're sitting up properly because that relieves stress in joints more than you realize it does. But know your limits, and when you're starting to get tired or starting to feel pain, rest, because rest is also very good for you. Don't do things like running. Tennis is really bad for you. High-impact aerobics. Those kinds of things can cause problems. And repeating the same movements over and over like in tennis, that causes issues as well. So think about those things when you're starting to have some problems. There are medications that we're all aware of, the anti-inflammatories, counter-irritants, which is interesting. You'll see a lot of creams now made with hot peppers because capsaicin help settle your nerves if you rub them where your pain is, that will help settle some of the inflammation. I know that I have a place on my back that's a problem, and I use a lotion with hot peppers in it, and it helps that. I don't like steroids, but they're out there, and they do help if you have arthritis, and so that's something you want to consider. But something that I like are alternative things to do for pain. Acupuncture is something that a lot of people swear by, and a lot of people with arthritis, particularly rheumatoid arthritis, they believe in acupuncture and say it helps a great deal.
People need to understand, you're talking about something that is centuries and centuries old.
Yes.
And this is not something that is some gimmicky type thing. This has been proven. It's not for everybody. I mean, some people just can't even get past the concept of a needle.
Right.
But it is phenomenally successful over centuries.
Yes. My sister-in-law is an acupuncturist in New York, and she is, they call it needling me for my migraines. And while it didn't get rid of the headaches completely, it did remove a great deal of the pain. So I do highly recommend acupuncture. Glucosamine is something else that we're learning more about. Now, there are studies that say that the glucosamine is no better than a placebo, but they're also saying that if you the placebo or glucosamine is better than nothing, because sometimes the mind works in strange ways.
Mm-hmm.
Chondroitin for moderate pain, that helps. Fish oil is something that we've been talking about for a long time for pain, and that does help joints. So think about that. It might be something you should talk to your doctor about first before you start taking fish oil. You may be on another medication that it can interfere with, so make sure you're checking with that. And then there's things like yoga and tai chi and massage. All those are good for the pains in your body and your joints. I do want to push before we go that you do need to talk to your doctor. Don't ignore this pain in your body. It is important to get answers for it. And it's not just common aging. Sometimes it's something you've done and you might need to have it looked at.
Beautifully done. Well handled. If people want more information, Ms. Karen?
803-808-3477 or OakleyVillageLexington.com.
You killed it today. Great job.
Guys.
Thank you. I really appreciate
Feel better.
We'll see. Thank you. I appreciate that too. We'll see everybody next week. I'll be back this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. In the meantime, I appreciate everyone listening and invite you to spend the day with us here at The Point. Be careful out there and be kind to one another. For Karen and Brian, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.